Number nine at Coring stage done before the end of June, if I want it done.
All right.
You want to get Sumner Stetson done before they come through on 8A. It's just those intersections are a mess. Let the state have the last word on that intersection. What was that?
You're saying 2028 for the 8A, right, Dave?
Possibly could be. Depends on what they run into for work. They don't know how quick it's going to be because they don't know what they're going to run into for the work.
I think everything that they have coming up the earliest is 2028. So it'd probably be any time after.
And I'm not sure what.
We would drain it right down. So just make sure you know that you're covered for the salt shed.
Well, that's not included in the 1.2 though. It's already set aside.
I don't know where that is on here. That's where I was trying. I just make sure.
It's 220. That's not factored into that number.
I put a 220 hold on. That was taken off the top number. That's where you got the 830.
That's that bottom one, the 220. Yeah.
But there was another 60,000 that was an overrun for something else on the salt shed that goes on the 220.
But we also have this money.
Still has that. That's what we closed out.
Okay.
So now that money, that leftover 18, whatever, you put that back into our total.
Okay.
We
so did
officially
close
it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then this one's sitting.
The only thing we're doing the three roads, it's going to take away being able to do a lot of crack sealing.
But you still have a couple hundred thousand left over if you carried over the chip seal.
Yeah.
We might be able to move free cash.
Stabilization
funds.
If
for emergency.
For something else. Yes. If there was something else. All right. You got your
marching
orders, it sounds like.
All right. I'll put all.
What we're agreeing on.
I'll put three roads on I'll talk to him tomorrow when he comes, put the three roads and get it on the schedule.
Confirm what the. Because you're going to get the price from Warner Brothers.
Yeah. They do it kind of odd now because they've got. One guy that actually works for Allstate, they do some of the work. And then the paving comes out of Warner Brothers, but they're getting all the quotes just in one. Usually it's two quotes, one for the work and one for product, so.
Yeah, how do we bid on that? Like, highway bids through
Procar? Yeah, it's all bid.
But is it the same, like, do you bid them separately, the material company and the work?
No.
Do you separately? Do you pick Warner Brothers, or do you just pick?
I will pick Warner Brothers.
Amen.
Because I won't deal with the other one. I'm not babysitting, and I'm not doing
confused.
It more than once.
I thought you meant that like Allstate hired out Warner Brothers.
It's the same company, but it's different. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Good. Check.
Do we need to talk about the capital requests?
Yes, that's next. How did you know?
I don't know. I thought you were letting him go.
No, that's a check on just the roads.
Okay.
Just the roads. Okay.
Mosquito.
Overhead doors.
Can I just ask a quick question about a specific on
the
road for Coring stage? Mm-hmm. My husband does things like this at the base, so I know a little bit about this. But so for when you're doing Coring stage road and whoever does that, can we make sure that they actually do it properly where they get down below the frost heave? Because that road, since I've been here for almost 25 years, has been done and been done and been done, and the people who bid it don't know how to do it properly.
But probably hasn't had an FDR.
I don't know. I'm just asking the question.
I don't think it
so
has.
I just want to make sure who's ever doing it, because it just doesn't get done properly.
This is a full depth reclaim. They're going to come chew it up.
Down.
Oh yeah,
so we have frost heave like unbelievable. You know, Vermont figured it out. I don't know what it is, but we can't as a state figure it out. I don't know why that is.
You know what, Wendy, I think we should give you those little flags for like the dog boundaries where you can just go out and put
seriously
them out there.
I just want to make sure. Who's ever going to do the bid? If it's Warner Brothers, it's great. You know, we're band-aids. It's like we need people who actually are going to care to do it properly.
Exactly. That's why we pick Warner Brothers.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
No problem.
What about culverts?
There's only a couple. There's one, and I'm not sure. We think it's an under spring that's going under the road.
The culverts. I can tell you that because Coring stole a culvert from another road, and now that's what caused the problem. Sorry. It's a culvert issue.
So
we obviously don't want roads done.
We've got to dig that one up.
That we have to then dig up.
Yeah, we've got to dig that one up We'll dig that one up. We talked about that once the ground. That's like first on the list. It's right on the town line.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't put in a big enough culvert,
so
causes a problem.
I don't even think this has a culvert. This one doesn't have a culvert. It's another.
It should probably.
It's an underground spring. Yeah,
right.
It will have.
Yeah.
And we've got one on number 9.
And you can do those yourself, or do you have to? Okay.
Yeah,
and
that's all in house.
So let's just make sure that's
right.
Not an issue.
No.
That's why it collapsed, because they took out the culvert and needed it for somewhere else, and they replaced it with the culvert this big. And then it collapsed.
No, that
overhead
was a,
doors?
Yes. Metal one that was.
Want to talk
so
about doors?
I said you need doors like super bad.
We do.
Do you need a back to that building or just the doors?
You just need doors.
Just doors.
Okay.
Yeah,
we can always take the doors out and relocate if we have to. If we stumble, we could,
right?
If we stumbled across money to build a new building.
They
yeah.
say they can give us an addition. We can go 15 feet back and make it a little bigger.
That wasn't
into the water hill?
So I think, are we all in agreement? How'd you guys end up with doors? Are you in favor of getting fire department and highway department doors?
What did
finance committee?
About doors?
We, yes.
We said we think it should be done, but come from free cash.
Okay. So I think that's where we were heading as well. So can you...
Free cash version.
Wow.
35.
So we need to firm up what that cost is going to be. Current cost. Is there any required electrical?
They're made on the, they're not replacing motors or anything in my area. I believe they were with Nick's because they have to do something different with the
doors
over
yes.
there in the fire station.
Yes. So can we firm that up?
These are actually, if you, on the quote, they're actually heavy duty jack shaft motor with chain hoist and a wall station for the fire station at 18 a piece. So they are already on there.
So I don't know. If they needed any change in the electrical, or are they, we should confirm all this to make sure we have
okay.
full package price.
All right.
Well,
so full package for fire and highway. Is that what you want? Okay.
And we allocated $30,209, and I believe the bid was $30,225 or $255,
yep.
and the rest of it you're just going to have to shake out of your expense fund.
I can do that.
I mean, we're talking a couple hundred bucks,
mm-hmm.
plus or minus. So. Unless you have a building maintenance line. Do you have one of those here? Yeah.
I thought you said they're $18,000 a piece. What did I miss?
No, that
was 18.
I said the motors that they had were $1,800 a piece, but
oh,
that's
1,800.
Yeah, that's our that's already.
I was like,
in
how does 18 add up to 30?
No, they're the it's 30, I think it's 30,000
225.
Yeah, we allocated our round.
Yeah,
we
yes.
yeah.
are
right.
Yes,
highway.
You need
right,
16
so
bucks.
Yep.
Thank you.
We'll get
some
quarters. Take my recycle.
Actually, Tyson, you'd only have to shake out $16 from your expenses.
We were gonna collect cans.
Yeah.
And bottles.
gonna have a bottle drive.
It'll be all right.
Bring them full if you want.
Okay, those right. overhead doors.
And would pay for them from free cash.
I think second to our last conversation, you had some different thoughts about some of the other requests, capital requests maybe. We had one for a mower.
Yeah.
Did that, that's going to...
We're going to try a couple different things before
right.
we go on that.
So you're
mower.
Withdrawing
so I'm going to withdraw the mower for now, yes.
The mower is being requested.
I think the truck, the pickup truck, the new truck,
bed.
Yeah, the 8-foot bed. That.
You still would like.
Still would like. Well, this, now the last storm, we actually had a truck down, a big truck down. We had a truck out getting springs where we had to resurrect the Dodge or else we would have been in trouble, so. Good thing we didn't sell it. So, but it, and now that's saving because the new truck needs to go back because there's no heat in it. Right now, we have a gas generator in the back next to the sander, an extension cord run up to the cab, and a space heater in the cab for a brand new truck.
Not while you're driving it.
It's the only way you can stay warm. There's no heat. There's no power to the heater. It's a computer issue. Ford, I guess, is known for that. It's got to go back to the dealer. There's no, it's nothing we can do about it. So,
I think that we discuss the possibility of, or the want, or at least maybe I said what my want was, and I don't know how everybody else felt, but I'll repeat it, in the fact that I would really like to be, in the next year, looking at the highway department in totality, mm-hmm. and really trying to figure out what is needed and what we don't need and how we're going to proceed before we make another purchase. And I think from looking at what I was just handing, maybe the finance committee agrees with that, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, we Ned wasn't with us, so he may have a different opinion, but we didn't feel like this was another year to buy a truck.
Okay.
Thought, wait one more year.
Get rid of our
discuss it
and
some
let's,
more.
Let's get, yeah, like you said, let's look at the whole picture and get things, all the ducks in a row.
Yeah.
These guys are.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
make your ducks over there.
Make
your ducks.
And purge out what we have that we don't need.
Yes, ma'am.
We were working on that. There's a lot of stuff that people just didn't see but had to get moved out because it was being hidden behind the salt shed. So.
But
it was holding it up.
But if we have, if we put stuff
probably
out and we get cash back, then we can use it toward, it'll go back to free cash, which then can get allocated next year towards purchases.
Okay, so I'm doing that. What else?
That's the only, those are the only capitals I had this year.
And the fire chief, so you were going to get a truck, your truck would go to the fire chief, but that got resolved. So now the truck you have is not necessarily has a purpose at this point other than what you have been using it for.
Yeah, I mean, it plows.
Okay.
And it's saved
and
us.
And it sands, it's, and then, but you have to do it in two steps.
Doesn't sand.
It doesn't sand. You
no.
send something else for
no.
sand.
No, the reason for the other truck was not being able to find a call-in CDL driver.
Okay.
And when we have a driver out, like we did have, I can't fill the truck.
So the only sanding trucks need CDL drivers?
No. We've got one small truck, the 550. That's
okay.
not, but that's one truck. That truck stays very busy because there's a
yeah.
lot of roads set.
I was going to say, and that does my upper end.
Yeah.
Right?
So smaller roads.
Yeah, so if I'm down a big truck, I could at least put somebody in this pickup to do that, even though it may take a little longer, but it's not going to take as long as having us do triple duty or double duty. So
let's hold out one more year, just
yeah,
you know,
that's,
as long as we can find people.
That was just
a
that was just
hours.
A suggestion.
Yeah. Yep.
Because it was at the time when I was thinking about that, it was still up in the air about what was going on with the chief's vehicle.
Right, exactly.
So there was a lot of different reasons to
yeah,
put it
there was
in
more
place.
Motivation,
yeah.
more justification.
Yeah.
The one other thing we had Alice brought up was your temp help.
Yep.
Do we need to winter, summer, storm cleanup, or can we just have temp help?
I think winter has to stay with winter because we can get allocated money if we put it into this bucket. But the summer and all of that.
Summer storm.
I think it's helpful to
well,
understand.
Well, summer storms, I wanted to add that line item because there's nothing there right now for overtime. Because our highway salary is our highway salary.
Mm-hmm. So,
and we've got a winter highway salary. If I have to come in the summer for trees down because of a windstorm or flooding or whatever, there is nothing for the overtime on that.
So we have a separate line item for overtime?
For winter.
Yeah.
For winter overtime, yeah.
Okay.
But there's
but
nothing.
Let me ask you this, Alice. My understanding, and I could be wrong, or I couldn't be partly right. My understanding that the winter line items existed because you could overspend in the winter line items when you needed to,
mm-hmm.
and not get a.
Mm-hmm.
However, that all being said, the way that we balance the budget at the end of the fiscal year, it's just if you're in, if you have extra money, it covers where you have your
correct.
Defaults, depending on whether it didn't matter where it is anymore. But years ago, you had to account for each line transfer back and forth, but isn't that, doesn't that go away with
Dave,
whatever?
Yes.
But Dave keeps saying you have to have those winter line items.
My understanding, and I might, sand and salt you can overexpend.
Yeah.
I don't believe that there is anything, and I might be wrong on
this,
on the overtime payroll piece of it. There is sand and salt. It's a line item on page two or three of the recap. And that is one of the, that and overlay are the two lines that you can legally overexpend. I'm not sure on payroll. I think payroll is a separate thing.
So
I think that's a, under a different bucket. Like sand and salt is materials. Payroll is under like different than materials. You're not legally supposed to overexpend a line item. I understand that it's winter roads and all whatever, but I'm kind of thinking that it's not.
So I would like clarity on this, because that is the answer to what you're asking. Because if there is no difference, then there's no reason for different buckets other than, like you said, salt and sand, which you absolutely know, because that's
right.
on the...
Right, that's public safety.
Right.
Well, so,
so
would the extra winter overtime hours would be public safety too, so that's got to be able to be overspent on.
I think there's something about the hours that we used to calculate, and I believe it actually might not be anything to do with winter per se, like Hurricane Irene.
Yep.
When Hurricane Irene came, there was an entire tracking system for reimbursement.
Correct, because we
and
got
you
money.
Had to document,
right.
We only later got money
right.
after three
right.
other towns had
right.
done it right. And
but you had to have that separate when you,
right.
you overspent in labor.
Right. So I don't necessarily think it has anything to do with winter.
Well, I have never understood why people keep saying that, because if it's not the case, I'd like to eliminate that. Whatever the reality is, it would be nice if we knew, so that we could, if we could, that if we have to keep the count separate, then we have to, but if we don't, there should just be an overtime pot.
Correct.
And the overtime, if there's overtime due to extreme weather in any season,
exactly,
it should be marked as
emergency,
extreme storm
right.
or something.
Well, and I would think somewhere along the line, just like with stabilization accounts, if the municipal government's pretty standardized. With municipal government, with like stabilization accounts, you can have a vehicle stabilization and have it earmarked for police, fire, whatever, within those accounts. So I don't necessarily think we have to have some of this stuff broken out.
Yeah,
and then
and it makes it too difficult.
Well, and on top of that,
it's
just
good.
A bunch of numbers. It's like, oh, okay, well, we spent $345 on tree trimming in September. Who cares
well,
when you did
well,
it?
Well, in reality, you could have a different type of overtime event in January
correct.
Than specifically weather-related.
Right.
So it's technically not completely clear on what the time is being used for, right?
Right.
And you can have a free, you know what I'm saying? Something else could have happened that calls people out, whether it's in November, December, January, February, whatever it is, that's not winter sand, you know, not
exactly.
because of the snowfall.
Right.
Yeah.
It could be something else. I mean, it could, like I said, Hurricane
right.
Irene was
right.
a perfect example,
right.
and
right.
we had
right.
to track the materials we
right.
brought in. But again, that you hired somebody to do.
Right.
You had somebody come in, go through your warrants, and say this, and it was
right.
coded. You
right.
just had them coded. So then we hired somebody in Coleraine that came in and said, through these warrants, through this period of time, this was this for Hurricane Irene. This was materials, this was labor, this was this. And Charles spent, I mean, he's an accounting and accountant, and he spent probably, I don't know, 40 hours, 35 hours, 40 hours tracking all this. But we were getting back a lot of money to offset that, and you were able to calculate in an admin fee with it. So I just think we...
Send that to Alice so she can look at it. She'll send you a 31D and then take a look at that one and see what you think.
Yeah, my concern was just because it's split up, whereas... You know,
the summer help and the
summer
winter help,
salary,
help,
winter
the
wages.
And
it's like, well,
we
it's listed for winter, but
we
nothing for summer.
So let's let's see what we can do. You may read this and say we have to keep it the way it is.
It looks like
click
we
read.
Have to. I just texted you the screenshot. Because you have to account for, if it exceeds that, you can raise an appropriate for it the following fiscal year.
Right.
So you'd have to have a way to track that. And if you don't have a separate account for that winter overtime, then I don't see how you could prove that you...
Well, but does it have to be a separate line item on your in your budget that you're voting on? Not necessarily.
Right.
If you have a, if you're tracking it,
right?
It
that's what
to
you
be
were
a
saying.
Account,
if you track
though.
Well, a separate account makes it clean and neat, absolutely. But I'm just curious on these other little summer help and all this other.
Well,
to me,
probably.
It's just
temp help.
Yeah.
Temp help is temp help.
Yeah.
So let's look
that's
at
what
it.
I'm
not going to
ever saying.
Mm-hmm. Let's look at it and see. We understand what you're asking for. I think we're all in agreement with the fact that there should be monies for overtime, regardless of whether it's winter, because there's emergencies at other times that are not winter related. So we just have to figure out the best way to put it forth.
And you know that the more you group things, the more you can manage what you have,
mm-hmm.
as long as you are responsible and manage it. So
and keeping track of it.
Right.
Right.
So it's like, well,
right.
if we put winter
which
and summer
is
together,
a
they
supervisor,
might spend it all in summer. Well, no, he's not going to do that.
Right.
Because he's responsible. So,
which is
right.
one of the pieces of the grading system, why certain positions are graded high, because they have this responsibility.
Right.
Mia's learning this.
I didn't
grading.
Know about the grading system before today.
So she's so
that's
we're,
why that's not in your sheet.
Right.
Opinion.
So you know, to me, it's the
it's
fewer
a, it's
line
a
items we can have,
right.
the less dribs and drabs and worried about going over and being
yeah.
under.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
Right. You just have to have responsible people managing.
I try to watch my budget close. This year's been tough for the winter.
Yeah.
Well, and I think
you
it
do a
goes
great job.
Back
I would
to
suggest you know these things
instead
that you
of like
it,
instead of making sure that oh well so and so does it this way or so and so does it that way. If there's a problem, bring them in and make them accountable. I mean,
right.
if
right.
you, we give
right.
you a budget and you mismanage your budget, you're gonna get slapped.
That's one of your
yeah.
biggest,
in a public forum.
That's one of your biggest jobs is the budget.
The
right.
policeman is not here. You don't need to worry about it. That's fine. That's not a threat.
He wasn't listening.
It wasn't
hey,
a threat. Don't worry.
I'm Ann Rice and just listening for now because my time's coming up.
It is.
Yeah, you're next.
He doesn't want to be saved.
Hey, don't make him angry.
All right. So to be fair to John, because it is his, almost his time, or it is his
it
time.
It is his time.
All right. So what else? Anything highway related?
No. My big concern was the roads. And we've got another plan for the mowing stuff, so that's not an issue. So we kicked that out. And
did you guys have any questions on his actual just budget, other than the help? Looking at all those line items, but
I'll be honest. This budget
please.
I haven't really looked at because there's so many holes in it,
yeah, okay.
and we're
there.
So late in the game to have holes in it.
Alice,
so,
if you read my email, I explained in depth why the holes were there.
I understand
yeah.
that, and I have comments on that email.
Just mainly the salary lines and
understand.
The ambulance.
I totally understand that. I guess my point was, and this is not against you or about you, I'm just saying, if we're in the final discussions towards getting ready to warrant, I'd like at least the same damn number in there so when I can look at the bottom number, I can say this is where we're at without the 2.8 or the 3. Whatever. It's just hard to look at a number that's 600,000 off and know that there have been gaps in there and not know how far off the mark we are.
I can put them in level for now and maybe just make them a
different color.
Well,
we're going to make decisions.
Well,
okay.
I'm hoping they're going to make
decisions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always want a different color.
Yeah.
I mean, I tried to keep it, I mean, I kept it at 3% over the board, but, and I was,
so then, like,
when I did my calculations with Colorado, the folks that we deal with that could give us any kind of inflation for the upcoming year, they wouldn't obviously give me a direct number. It was, well, it's looking like it's going to be between this percent and this percent. So I took the lower half, towards the lower end of that percentage that I was given from the few folks that would actually even give you a number. And everybody's watches the news, so that's obviously speculation too as far as the numbers I was given. But when I do my research on that and call the bigger vendors, that's all I can really do to get a calculation on price increases for the upcoming year.
So I got two small comments on your budget. And this, I asked this like 2 years ago and I never quite got an answer on it. Highway materials, supplies, and utilities, is that building maintenance?
No, nope, I've got a separate building maintenance.
So is there a reason why vehicle gas and oil cannot be lumped into that and it be considered highway expenses?
Into what, say it again?
Materials, supplies, utilities.
I don't know why it couldn't be lumped in. I just, this is the way it was, I don't see.
I've been asking and nobody can give me an answer. So I just, to me, it's expenses. And to me, if you're a responsible, as Dina suggested, a responsible highway superintendent, I feel like I should be able to give you permission to decide if you have extra vehicle gas and oil, whether you're gonna spend it on that or whether you're gonna spend it on the extra utility bill that came in this year because of whatever. So to me, those two line items, if there is no reason for anything else besides it's always been that way, that they should just be lumped together.
Maybe it was easier for them to look up how much they've spent on gas and oil?
Because we bid for it separately through FERCOG.
Well, we do, but when I get a diesel bill or a gas bill, I can go on my computer and tell you, I just look up on a spreadsheet, I put it in a computer, other than my billing. So I can say, well, this is how many gallons I've used this year.
It should be really easy because it should be being charted up there, because I've been asking for that for 10 years for diesel and gas. You fill up your tank, you put it on the chart, then you know exactly how many gallons are being used.
Yes.
Right? Everyone?
Not my department, but is it separate because fire and police and everybody uses the fuel?
Right.
I'm not the only person that uses the fuel, but it's on mine.
That's a good point.
I'm not the only one that uses it. It's under highway for.
Another question, utilities.
Wait a minute, one at a time here, and I get to rule it.
You're right.
Take control, lady.
Please do.
Well, go ahead. What is your question, Mia?
No,
when
we were talking about how we realized that we're not doing any actual procurement for propane, we're talking about how a lot of these bills are actually shared by multiple departments and are not being paid by multiple departments.
That is the case with many a department, that is many towns, because in Coleraine, the trucks for the fire trucks get put onto the highway because they're diesel. So unless you're going to break out these accounts into little and make sure, you know, I mean, if you've got a chart, you should be able to put FD or H.
That was the reason why this is the exact reason why I asked for the chart that just never wants to get done, but it did get done. I don't know if it's still getting done.
It is.
But it should be able to grab the chart every month. You take a look at it. You know how much the fire department used, the highway department, and you know how much the police department, and then you know, actually, you can see how much you got delivered and see if everybody's charting their usage according to what we paid for and make sure it's not getting taken or mismanaged or whatever.
Not that that hasn't happened.
Checks and balances.
Yes. Well, that's my, so I don't know. To me, vehicle gas and oil, if it's gonna be under his anyway, why not lump it into and make it highway expenses, because it's not, it's in his budget line and he's allocating for it. So what does it matter if we break it out or not break it out of his expense line?
Oh, not combine it with the utility. I thought you were saying combine.
Yeah, no. Just make it highway materials, supplies, and utilities. If that is not building maintenance, in Coleraine, we have people, we have building, and we have vehicle. Three accounts.
Why would it be highway expense instead of vehicle expense?
Well, it could be that too.
Because then vehicles, like all the departments have vehicles.
But then are you combining building and vehicle?
But,
this is not.
This is highway materials, supplies, and utilities.
But what are the utilities in that?
That's electricity, national grid.
Well, how come that doesn't come from town garages maintenance and utility?
It does.
And gas, yeah. Yeah,
that's
utilities under materials.
Are you talking about combining all three, Alice, or just the two of them?
Just two, I think.
Utilities is listed twice, that's why. That should be correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have utilities under highway materials and supplies.
I don't have utilities twice.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, it's down
garages,
at the bottom.
Maintenance and utilities.
Town garage, maintenance and utilities.
It's under general government.
It's on the first page.
It's with the rest of the buildings.
And then highway materials, supplies, and utilities.
Yeah.
JRMC,
so
town garage.
So, see, the way it is on my sheet, you gotta scratch out utilities, because utilities.
So, yeah, I was gonna say, so we have.
So utilities needs
so
to come
in theory, under public works, the highway materials, supplies, and utilities, and.
Should just say materials.
Take off utilities.
It shouldn't be utilities there.
Because it's not paid up.
Because it's town garage maintenance and utilities.
If you're gonna put all of the maintenance and utilities for all of the buildings and property that we own in one spot, they should be all the same, maintenance and utilities.
And they are, on general government.
Right, under general
right.
government. So it should not say utilities. So, your request would be highway, materials, supplies.
Vehicle, gas, and oil
yeah.
becomes
or
vehicle expense.
I thought you were combining gas and oil into supplies.
Yeah,
that's
vehicle
was...
expense. Unless
no.
again, no.
It's too, well,
because we have it so broken out for so long, the verbiage on it doesn't line up with today's world.
Mm.
That's what I'm going to say.
Well, I think that if the gas is used by three departments with oil, then that should be a separate thing, and that the highway material supply utilities could be with something not like.
But you just take
utilities
off.
Sorry,
just
utilities is going away.
You just keep it.
So what are the materials and supplies? Are they not for vehicles? Or are they for other things?
They're for other things, like buying gravel.
Oh, well, it's completely different.
Broken tools, light bulbs.
Yeah.
Miscellaneous.
Yeah.
Chainsaws.
Sometimes.
So, yeah, I don't think you can put them together. Because you're talking about three departments.
Yeah.
Gas and oil.
Should stay separate.
Yeah, it's just to be honest, then vehicle gas and oil, if it's going to be in the public works, which is in essence under the purview of the highway,
it should be in the general government
or under whatever this thing is right here,
this
public thing. Safety.
Well, no, because then it's not under public works.
Well, no, but it covers police and fire that way. It's just kind of lunacy that, yeah. But that's fine. I mean, again,
baby steps.
Does the fire chief and the police chief man this account to determine whether or not it's over expended or not? Who manages that account?
Highway.
So if you manage it, then why shouldn't it be included into your budget and purview?
It is.
Well,
it's
that's
it's
I know,
line
but
she's saying as it all together in one line item.
If you're manning it anyway, then...
Because Tyson doesn't need to worry about buying materials for the building and gravel and taking away from the policeman's gas tank, so he can't drive around anymore.
It's just another part
separate.
Of his job. Monitor
okay.
gas
so
and oil for everyone.
It's okay to keep those separate.
Sure.
Diesel, gas and diesel.
I'm comfortable with keeping them separate and just removing utilities off of highway materials and supplies.
Does that have to go to the vote and I have to rename the account? Or is it just like telling Dave to rename the account?
All right, any other highway related questions?
I read in the Heath Herald you like cookies. Is there a kind you don't like?
No.
Do
no yes,
whatever
we,
I bake.
We like food. Snacks, yes.
Okay.
Any
I will get to it.
Sweet.
Hmm?
We appreciate it.
Highway wages, so I'm just gonna run through this real quick. Highway wages will get changed. We're gonna add the whatever. 102, he went up in that. Vehicle, gas, and oil, he level funded.
Not really, I can
hired equipment and services level funded.
I think that's what I was talking about.
I'm just thinking for emergency purposes, because it's
a... Well, let's see where this comes out.
Mine's good. Wow.
All right, anything else? Barbara?
I'm just wondering about level funding for gas and oil, given the current state of affairs with gas and oil.
I level funded if you look at what I have left in my fuel budget right now.
Oh, so that's you do have a buffer there.
More than comfortable with that account.
It's going to be short-lived.
Great. We can hope.
It's short-lived. It's already come down.
Few people mix
anything
money.
Else highway department
anything I've level budgeted is because I'm comfortable at those numbers
okay
with what I have.
That's
all right
what I was gonna ask.
Perfect
Thanks, Tyson.
No problem, thank you.
Everybody, put away your highway stuff, take out your police. Take out your police
stuff. I don't think we got it.
No, we didn't. Well, you gave us something in the.
Well, there's a note and a comment. Well, it's part of your salary scenarios.
Yeah.
And there's a note in my email.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Another reminder.
Do you wanna come stand up front?
Yeah.
No, you good?
Is he loud enough for her?
Reminder, audio recorded, just making sure everybody remembers, this is being recorded. I have to keep reminding, cause new people come in and people go out and new people come in.
So because I moved, everybody else has to move. Mia, you're supposed to be over there.
Hi, John.
And apparently.
Budget.
Apparently, good job on the fairgrounds because I see a lot of red banners.
Silo?
Silo, yes, thank you.
Raising money for the silo.
Oh, yes, yes.
I see a lot of red on that.
Thank you. Yep, we're getting there. We're very, very close.
All right. So budget. What do you have for us, John?
Well, I level funded. And I had a chat with my liaison, and although I get some complaints about traffic periodically, it would be more helpful if people would send in an email, a phone call, so it's not a sporadic thing, but it was sort of a thought for that maybe if we try to put some more officers on the street.
Information will look like property cards that I print online, available, blah, blah, blah. So.
What a perk.
It's a freebie.
Okay.
An extra $5,000.
Yeah, freebie.
Wow.
All right.
Sorry. God.
But I think Vadar is cloud-based too, I think. I know like Leiden, they work out of the cloud for.
QDSOs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, so.
I don't see why we would have to do anything else with it. I'm 99% sure it's just like everything else, and they move to the cloud on their own, they have their own cloud, I don't know.
Right.
What else?
Which
or an
I
ambulance?
Guess goes to why do we need a hardware server if they're already in the cloud anyway?
That's a loaded question.
We'll ask that question.
Well, if
yeah.
Because my understanding from my other towns that have a cloud and no server currently is my finance committee, I'm the only one that's a finance team, I'm the only one that's not in the cloud. So, and there is no server.
I've never accused you of being in the cloud. Not once.
Tracy.
We'll have to ask our Northeast IT
people. Yeah, I think we need to get some more intel.
All right.
Okay. Dummy down. I like dummy down intel.
I think we should set up an actual meeting.
I totally agree. I think that's a great idea.
Now that we know why they don't answer it now.
Yeah. Okay. Do you need a number for chlorine ambulance?
I mean, so in emailing back and forth with them today, I was only able to get a hold of them. It sounds like the number is going to stay the same.
Okay.
The question is going to be more of how we go about renewing and or
updating
yeah,
our
contract.
Okay, all right. Okay.
So I will update that in the next version, but I mean, my last emails with Gary where he said 22,000 was like at 3 p.m., so.
Okay.
He was at the office today. I could have helped Joe.
Yeah, well, I've been emailing him for almost like 2 months and I haven't gotten anything back. Until Joanne texted him and told him that he better answer me, and he finally did, so.
They were both at the office today.
That tracks.
All right.
So are we in our second year of our contract with them, or I've lost
we're
track.
This would be third.
So we're going into our third.
No,
this would be
yeah.
Our third.
Yeah,
okay, so
third.
It was a 3-year contract that we now.
No.
What?
It was a 1-year
contract that I don't think we renewed last year, but we paid it and they invoiced it anyways. So we're fine.
Totally not how I remember it. That it was a 3-year contract, but we would evaluate it every year.
No.
I looked at it.
No.
No, it was a one.
And I read through it today too. If there's a.
That might have been everybody's thought, but.
Yeah.
I looked at it today and thought.
Okay.
So we're back on track with that too.
No, because we asked about.
So it's an annual contract?
Yeah.
We asked about the contract last year.
It does say that. Right, if there's no issues, then it will just go for another year.
Just go for another year.
For one more year.
We really don't have a contract right now, but luckily they're still coming here.
But we paid.
So.
Still paying, yeah.
We still have a contract. So that's what I'm working on. But Gary said in writing in an email that he is the director of coring ambulance, says that we only owe $22,000.
Do we get any like year end report about how many calls they?
So that was supposed to happen, yes.
Yeah.
But it did not. So it will.
We can request that.
Yes.
Is it fiscal year?
No.
Or calendar year?
The contract is
fiscal year?
Yeah.
So can we get that for the fiscal year that we?
Yes.
Locking.
I'm still waiting on that for 2025, so then I'll ask him about that one too.
Great, thank you.
Fire department. You had a question about animal control. Did that get taken care of?
Yeah, I don't know, and you guys will probably be able to give me more insight on this, but I can't figure out why we have a separate dog kennel assessment line.
Because there's monies that goes for the animal control officer under one agreement, and then there's monies that go to that Montague dog
the kennel. Regional dog shelter.
Yeah, thank you. That's the name of it.
So they're two totally separate entities?
Yep.
So am I supposed to receive an assessment for them? Do we know if we have a contact with them? How am I supposed to find out?
I would reach out to, what's his name?
Kyle.
Kyle Dragon.
Kyle, thank you. Kyle Dragon.
But I already got his assessment.
Ask him who to talk to for
oh,
the
okay.
kennel. I don't forget what her name is. It runs a. I might not remember it right now.
So basically, the cost of them coming up here, grabbing the animal and
from Kyle,
containing the animal at that location until
okay.
they can locate or.
Right. But he should be able to tell you who to contact.
Or whatever.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He may know. He may have it.
Perfect.
Couldn't catch one of my animals, did you?
Okay. I'm just going through your list.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance, we're good. What about health insurance?
Health insurance, part of your mail actually
yeah.
was the like certified, voted on, whatever, health or HCGIT increase, which I believe was like a point of a percentage greater than what's in the budget currently.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was a point of a percentage lower. But either way, Chris's second budget thing she submitted sounded like it was
covered.
Pretty accurate based on what they finally said.
And is that, are we budgeting for, how many plans, do you know?
Look at this.
And if you don't, you can get back to me. It's not a good time.
I do.
Hold you up on
it's a, we added one more person in the event that they
Need to go on to get based on some federal cuts. Okay. I just want to make sure we were covered for that.
Yes,
okay.
That's factored into
that's
the number. That's
okay.
the question.
Okay. I would like, though, can you send me when you have it?
Oh,
what
absolutely.
Plans are in there, please?
Yes.
All right. Okay. And.
Yeah.
What else? We have to deal with a CONCOM issue. Do we have any idea what, we don't know what the repairs are gonna cost us at this point.
No, because that has to wait for David's assessment of the situation.
The snow has to melt a little bit
right.
more.
Right. Are we gonna have an idea of that before that we can sneak something in here under maybe special projects?
I can.
I can Comic Con, and I'm like, I can't.
I'm just coming out.
I don't know. You can come out of the highway department if we wanted to. But there could be some costs associated with it.
I will reach back out to David Cameron, and I'll see if he would be willing to be like, ballpark, I've done a lot of these, it's probably gonna be somewhere around this.
Okay, that would be good.
If he's not willing to, that is what it is, but we can try it another way, but I'm thinking that he's done it for enough years that
okay.
he might be able to.
Or you could call a special town meeting once the number comes in, it's confirmed that you don't have enough funding in it, and drag people out for their cozy homes.
Yes, we could. But it'll probably be right around the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're probably gonna have the number right before this, be my guess.
ATM?
So we could do an STM
yeah.
right before.
Snow is melting pretty quick right
well,
now.
Well, are you ask? Aren't we asking for one anyways?
Yes, we are.
STM right
yes,
before?
We are.
Okay.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
What now?
I don't know.
That's the next
yes,
thing. Hold on.
Yes.
Hang tight. All right, so just keep that on your little dauber of things
yes.
we've got to remember.
You need my free cash worksheet.
Excellent.
Okay.
It's here somewhere.
What about this copier situation?
Yes.
Copier
yeah.
situation, everybody.
So,
copier.
If, I think, did I forward you guys the first estimate? Everybody has the one that shows the rental option on the bottom as well, right? There's the three options. The price all the way to the right is the price to buy it outright. The
okay.
price is below the description of the copier has the two lease options.
Oh, yeah, yeah, monthly
Everybody
lease.
Has that
yep.
one. Okay.
Yep.
So these are the three options he gave me. I had asked him to give me one of the options as a newer version of exactly what we have. He didn't do that. He did give us three options that all have a stapling function or finishing, so you could staple, sort, three-hole punch, whatever. The other two options also have color included. One's just faster than the other one. You can see one's 45 copies per minute, the other's 30 copies per minute. There's the option of, like it shows, 60-month lease, 36-month lease, or buying it outright. And then his service, as it is, would stay as it currently is based on a per copy price of 1 cent per every black copy. 7 cents if we were to get a color printer for color copy. And that can be password protected and only given to certain people who will be allowed to print with color.
Okay, that was going to be my question.
Right there. I figured, that's why I followed up.
Okay,
them.
Perfect, okay. Thank you. So, do we want to own this or do we want to lease it?
No.
Don't we want to lease
it? We own one that's 12 years old and is like, I can walk faster.
I will point out that we can lease any of these for less than the payphone costs a month.
But have we looked at like Aztec or something else? Like these seem
that's
expensive
what,
to me.
I don't know where you're getting Colerain's getting there, but I mean,
I
Bill Baker does Rowe, he does Northfield, he
like,
does all of these other surrounding towns, and then Colerain's the only one who uses this
well,
weird
well,
service. So
with
I
the van, they come and we don't pay for the eight. We don't. We don't. Yeah, no. I'm on my fourth copy.
I'd be really curious to see what I don't. I mean, I'll add it to my list of things that I'm. Need to ask Diana, but I don't.
You can ask Diana. You can also call, email Maggie. Maggie probably has the stuff. She can probably get it to you quicker than Diana right now.
Okay.
So let me just understand this 60-month lease number. That's per month number.
Yes.
And plus, you pay a penny for every black
yes.
copy and 7 cents for every color copy on top of that.
Yes. Right.
So
that's
it's
correct.
Probably not less than the cost of the payphone.
No, but we're already budgeting for the per copy. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking of an additional expense, I guess. But yeah, either way, we're still paying money.
So it does include the toner, but we pay a per
copy.
I don't really know
copy.
Where it's supposed to be paid out of, to be honest. But I
yeah,
pay
a full service contract
from.
With all
I pay it out of technical
pay.
Support.
You pay for the
building.
Ink by
okay.
using it.
Because
right.
I thought that made more sense because all the
really
buildings
not.
Are using it.
Yeah, we don't pay for our ink, and that little man comes with his van, and he hooks us up. And he's only been there like three times in 10
why
years.
Just
do you, you buy your own
no?
Corey.
Comes with
never
it.
Runs out.
Yeah.
And
I
don't
only
pay it
three times
don't
in
pay
10 years.
Copy, whatever.
Huh?
No, it comes
no
with
it.
We get like whatever every so often they send
oh,
us one.
Oh,
well,
I
more
you are changing
the
it, you're just not
paying
more.
Right. But I will find out that number.
Do
okay.
we know how many copies we make in a month? I know it's probably going to vary based on whatever town project, but what
vary
oh, no,
a
lot to me.
Rough estimate off the top of my head. Quarterly, we probably pay around, he bills them quarterly, I should say, invoices them quarterly. Anywhere from $400 to $450 a quarter.
Oh, because we have this type of service now?
Yeah, we already paid for copy.
Oh, I didn't realize. Oh, thank you.
We just don't have the
month of $100 a month when we own a 12-year-old copier. That is scary.
Well, and yeah, and it is, we are paying a lot of money. And then all of, because it doesn't do color, all of these departments have their own printers that they're paying $100 an ink cartridge for.
I've never replaced my ink cartridge.
All these other departments are, so.
Well, and I think, so Betty.
That's why it's changing.
Prints the tax bills out on that, and that until it gets hot and she has to shut the thing down.
Yeah, no, I read the whole shebang.
But.
So we're going to replace it. We just need to know whether we're buying it or whether we're leasing it and which one you want.
And
if
we buy it, are we still then paying for a copy?
No.
Not well.
I think so.
Well, if you want somebody to service
that.
Yeah,
because that's like your subscription fee.
Oh, it's tied into your service contract.
Yeah. Well, so it's the same thing. So you're not paying a cent a copy just for ink. You're paying a cent a copy for any service. So if we needed him to come every single day, we'd still only be paying a cent per copy.
Uh-huh.
That's your payment for ink, toner, service, everything. That's just what he charges.
Okay.
Separate from what you're paying.
Which ends up being about $2,000 a year.
Right.
Basically.
So we gotta figure out what Colrain's doing, because if that's the case, then they have some magic printer company, and I think we all want
that. We went through like the procurement thing. We didn't go local, and I love supporting my locals, but mm-hmm. we also get that thing that says be responsible, and we are on the finance committee, so you know it's hard to say.
If it's
I wanna...
that cheap, I think that everybody would be happy to say.
Check into it, but we know we gotta put something in.
And I don't want a stapler.
When
you
get, build it up.
And I will tell you,
well, they all come with
Row
that.
Has a, not ours.
Oh, on this one, if we pick one of these.
Yeah. No, my kids went to school in Row, and I watched the number of times that the stapler got jammed on the copier, and Bill Baker was there.
Yeah, I don't have
how many
so
times.
I think he just didn't want to give you the lower cost option with no stapler.
I got to get one without, no, it's not, I don't think that was him. I was pushing for it because right now, I mean, we pay Mary, the town coordinator, and a couple other people every single time copies need to be stapled, sit there and go like this. I just think that's ridiculous, but that's me.
Aren't they a salary though? I mean, come on.
Well, either way, that's time that somebody's taking and you're paying for it.
It's a job.
I mean,
it's there's
better things to be done, Dina.
How much stuff needs to be stapled?
Like,
I work in three offices, and this place seems
to have
more.
Well, I got a bunch of them on my desk here.
I can tell you, at my job, we don't print anything. Nothing is printed.
There's not
stapler.
There's
my stapler.
Right.
I do. I love slamming it.
Right?
And I'm not, I'll be honest, I've never heard of this brand, the copier, either. Like,
a Ricoh? Oh, yeah.
A
that's
Ricoh?
That's pretty
No,
popular.
I've never heard, I have a Canon. Say, I had the same
thing. Oh, yeah,
thing
I'm not saying,
for
we
years,
have a Canon too, but Ricoh's very
3 year cycles.
Well.
So how are we proceeding? Are we going to get
quotes?
We're going
to
get another quote. We know we have to put something
from
in.
From somebody else?
Yes, she's going to check on the Colrain.
Okay.
She's going to
reach
out
to Maggie.
My
big accountant project.
It's not cheaper.
I don't.
Okay, the copier. All right, and we talked about this. What?
Will didn't know what he's missing.
What else? Okay.
All right, that's the copier.
Free cash.
That's our worksheet.
Free cash. We have a worksheet from you guys. So free cash 249, is that?
249, 209, that's
we have.
The number I got.
Is that after the money?
That's the most recent we have.
Okay.
Certified, definite, 100%.
But we used some of that at the last special.
I can pull it up on my phone right now.
10,000?
Four.
Oh. Well,
for the
Colrain truck.
The Colrain truck.
Yeah.
But
so that's what I don't know if this number is this Colrain, number.
The cruiser.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What if it was 8,500 exactly?
But we
got
a transferred over at the time.
The,
we didn't know what it was, so
okay.
We asked the voters to.
I see.
Allow 10,000 of free cash to go to that vehicle.
So it's two.
But if
so
it's
if
no
this,
longer needed.
No, it was used.
It hasn't been used yet.
No, it hasn't.
And it might not be, because I've heard whispering that
right.
It's not happening.
Right, that's my, it hasn't
well,
been
used. Well, we're not getting the truck? Well, I haven't told
no, it's not the truck, it's the car, and there's some discussion coming forth, my understanding, and I don't think this is secret squirrel stuff, but...
Well, we haven't been told.
No, we haven't been officially told.
Oh, well,
not that it's secret squirrel, but I'm just saying that we haven't been told. So as far as I know, it's still going through, but...
Oh, my God.
Well, I believe it's going through, but I thought there was going to be some sort of amicable agreement with some sort of contracts on who pays for what, and I didn't think there was a cost associated with it.
Yes, there is.
Well, you still got to pay for the vehicle. Where is...
Oh, Lordy.
Okay, well, then I've heard a different story.
The additional expenses.
Oh, well, there might be a change, but...
Yeah, but we haven't been...
But right now, we have to assume $10,000 out of there, because it did get voted at STO.
Okay.
And I'm assuming that's the number. I don't remember this to be true, but 249,209 is what was certified.
Yes.
Okay, so we really have...
239.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That was the long and short of it.
So, since it's for... vehicle, I would say we would take that out of the equipment vehicles line.
So before you make your decisions, can I just throw something else out there?
Sure.
So of that money, I just want to go through this, you were going to put, you're just funding the stabilization funds.
No, the top line is not stabilization fund.
The what?
The top line.
Oh, yeah. No, other than that,
that's the STO.
Right. So the only thing I want to throw out as a cost that I see coming down the pike, which is substantial, is we do have money set aside already that was pulled out of somewhere, and I don't know, for repairs to the roof here.
Wasn't that building maintenance, building stabilization?
But there's a good chance that there's going to be more roof work here at some point in the near future, within the next year. Not necessarily, but definitely coming down the pike. So I just want to keep that in folks' mind when they're talking about what stabilization accounts to be building up, because when this roof, unless we find a grant somewhere, which we'll still keep looking for, but unless, you know, this roof is going to take a good chunk of money at some point in time. Two things that have to be done here to help us is the roof and the heating system in here. At some point, it's going to be looked at. Luckily, the heating system we're looking at with the Green Community Funds, so hopefully that isn't something we have to look at funding through some other way. But the roof, I don't know that we have a source yet to pick up those funds. And it's going to be up there. It'd probably be $250,000-$300,000 for the remainder of the roof after we do the work we're going to do. This part of the roof is getting done.
Yeah,
I got to look back, but I think it's this part.
It's the part over the cafeteria part.
It's like in this valley up here.
Right here.
Yeah. So I just want to throw that out there. I'm not saying
it is imminent. I mean, part of the ceiling collapsed in that girl's bathroom a couple weeks ago. That's not part of the roof getting replaced. So
that's what happens when you don't build a square rectangular house and you have hips and valleys. Things don't quite.
It's
so
pretty.
It's so pretty, but it's not functional.
The stabilization accounts are
not energy efficient.
Are those in the?
I think they're on her little sheet. She did. The balance.
No, I want to see all the rest of them. Those are in the.
So do we know how much is in building?
That's what I'm just gonna.
I'm looking for your stabilization.
The new ones for today.
I do. The ones that we just got sent.
Yes.
I just gotta find where they are.
I got it too.
Sent me a stabilization fund.
No, not there.
Yeah, it's got to be special.
Okay, here's let's see.
Yeah. Oh yeah, expended $40,000.
Okay. From what?
From the school / town buildings improvement stabilization.
Oh yeah, so we're down to 53. Right? We took 40 out.
Yeah.
For the work we're going to be doing, which is 30 something. But until they strip it, if there's plywood replacement, that was going to be a per piece, so that's why we went to 40 to save. Might have some left in there, but not a lot.
Is that what's his name that's been doing the work?
So the low bid from this one was Titan.
Yeah, was that, didn't they do a repair for us before?
Yeah. We had three bids for this one, and Titan was low. All prevailing wage. So there's only 53,000 left in there. So at some point, we are gonna have to start, unless we dip into just general stabilization.
So that's the building stabilization, there's 53 in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, according to this, if this is accurate, it's 170,800 in general.
After the...
Yeah.
After you put your 50, right. Yes, it is. I'm looking at the general is, 120, that's what you have? Yep, 120, that's what I have. Yep. So I'm not asking you necessarily have to change anything. It just came out in my brain while I was thinking about everything.
Well,
and that it may have to go to taxation. I don't know.
Right. Well, it might have. I mean, and we've got to figure out this broadband note thing because in a couple of years we're going to get no money.
Right.
And we also at some point have to refinance that, and we're not at a bonding rate of anything, so we're going to have to figure out how to pay for that. And I don't know how many year note we're going to go out on that is, or what they'll allow us to.
So the recommendation was to, $60,000 on the broadband note, $50,000 in general stabilization, $5,000 in the assessors, that's there for the IT. Audit, we're soon due for an audit.
I just saw Scanlon's office, they're in my office today.
$10,000 for the audit, $10,000 for IT, these are all important. An 80 into the,
we would take that to 70 because you just took 10.
Okay.
Okay. Because we started two things.
And that's the, equipment, right?
Yep, vehicle equipment. Yep.
Which is down low now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The firefighter. I mean, I'm not opposed to any of this.
Well,
just throwing that out. Just throwing the roof stuff out for at some point.
And
maybe that's what we target the next year.
Well, yeah, we felt like if we put it in general, then you could use
could,
it.
Could right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
So I recommend going from firefighting equipment, 4,000 down to 3,900 and fund the extra 100 into the garage doors.
So the garage doors will be 30.
Only 16 under on the garage doors.
Well, that's all right. It's not $4,000 on the, and worst case scenario, if it comes in, he always has overage on his expense line, so we can split the extra into that.
And 80 goes to 70.
Yep.
Okay.
And then 39 for.
Okay. All right. So this is where we can start it.
39 is firefighting equipment, and 3309 is highway fire garage doors.
Yeah. Okay. So we can start it this way.
Where do I put in the spreadsheet?
These are going to be article warrants to the article.
Yeah, you have to
give them. Okay. Well, yeah, I didn't know if you wanted, if there was like a sheet work with that you guys liked, or I don't know.
You can plug them right in at this point, plug them right onto the warrant.
Well, there's nothing on there yet, so we'll get through it.
And I have a really hard time with the minutes from, I look at the minutes from our warrants, previous warrants, a lot, and half the time Article 3 is not attached. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. But Article 3 should be in the place of Article 3. And it's really, it drives me nuts to go online and pull it up and not be able to find a number that I'm looking for.
Well, that should be a discussion we have with the town clerk.
Yes. But to me, we keep it as a separate thing. If we included it in the body of the article, it would be done that way.
So the minutes that I've read, they really hold no point of discussion on the ATM. It's just this passed or this didn't.
Mary has a reason for it. I don't remember what she told me one time. I'd like for her to have that discussion with you guys because I don't know what her reasoning is for why she does what she does, but I can't speak for her.
Well, and I also said that the way that we vote things is not what's recorded in the minutes. We vote a lump sum with no questions and a certain amount, and then we go back line by line and we vote individual line items, and that is not at all what our minutes reflect.
Well, from what I hear, there's usually a meeting of the select board with the town clerk at some point right ahead of
and
it.
And moderator, yeah.
I think that'll be a good forum.
No, it won't. It won't change anything. That's how we've always done it.
Okay.
That's the Heath way.
Well, so it sounds like nothing's ever going to change.
Not at present moment.
All we can do is try to understand that better.
Well, I just want us to be above board, and when you vote something and you vote it a certain way, your minutes should reflect it that way. And if we're voting, you know, a $1.8 million budget and we vote 1.6 and then go line by line on things, then it should be, well, now we voted public safety at this amount and this amount and this amount. And because ultimately, much like what we do at the end of the year for year-end transfers, it's the bottom line. We should not be going line by line by line. Quick question, anybody have? Talk about article item line 22, line 64. All right, that's done. At the end, the bottom line is $1.8 million. Do we approve, yay or nay? That is what we that is what our minutes reflect. That is what should be.
This is true.
Is the town clerk the person that writes them, or am I writing them?
The town clerk writes them, but the moderator is who administers the meeting, and the administration of the meeting is not the reflection of the minutes.
It should be corrected.
And
should
it should be fixed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In my unprofessional opinion. And I've asked for this and asked for this for years. And the meeting would not take 1,000 hours if that was the case.
That goes along with the task you're going to do.
And
it's 2-page. You got to start on the back side and you could read it forward. You don't have to read it right now.
Yeah, that's why I'd like to.
But that goes along with, so I just gave Alice a document that is the conversation that Mary brought up about a revolving fund Sawyer Hall. Because
I printed it out and put that in the Warren article thing, but the problem is too is that it's not going into the community hall revolving right now. So that's wrong. It's not going in there. It's going into this random account called community hall something or other. It's not shown on the special revenue sheets. I had to go into Vadar and pull the account history myself.
So it goes with what you're gonna be working on.
So
just
I don't think
that's
even gonna need to go in the warrant though, because that's not where it's going.
No, but it speaks to the fact that you got to figure out where that money's going.
It does speak to that.
Moving forward.
Does something come into this?
We will. All right.
Money.
Thank you.
Right.
All right.
Can
what else?
Accountant know this?
On the budget.
So is this from a year ago, and we're just looking at it now? I'm just
it came up a year ago, but then Mary remembered that it came up and brought it up to Mia.
And that we hadn't done anything.
And that we hadn't done anything. Well, we hadn't done anything because I don't know where the money. It's not just Sawyer Hall. It's all of the locations that have to be straightened out.
I really like us all to shout, "Show me the money!"
Show me the money.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else on the budget worksheet? Budget worksheets.
I gotta find it again.
I think I've hit my
When are you planning to finish the work for the warrant? Like, are we meeting again, or do you know?
I would think we would need to meet again once the warrant is fully compiled so that we can do our recommendations.
Just to make sure it's all kosher.
Right.
What we've
talked
about.
Have the first draft of the warrant by next Wednesday. It sounds like that's when it's supposed to be done. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to try.
There is no try.
There's only two.
Well, we have faith, Mia. We have faith.
When do you guys meet?
We don't have another meeting scheduled at this time. Bob and I are out of town most of the rest of the month.
Mm.
Not together.
I was gonna say, really?
It's a hot ticket, you know?
Oh. I'm stalking Ned. I can only do so much.
That's right.
Rob and I had a comment.
Sure, yeah.
So I went down the Article 3 list looking for those lines where if the amount was approved, it would be more than what was approved at last year's ATM.
Mm-hmm.
You could call them increases. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Big ones, of course, are insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are quite a few. I came up with about $245,000 more than last year.
Didn't surprise me.
I will fill out, put
yeah.
the COLA on the other line so we can at least have a total.
And yeah, I mean that insurance is a big one. And do we have the numbers for broadband?
Well, yes, no. We have from the bank the minimum required for interest. The interest for what is it, 30 something?
31.
31.
Yeah.
And that's less than last year.
Yeah.
Mm. The principal, we don't have a minimum for the principal. I think if we asked for it, they would give us a figure roughly around 60,000. So if we went with that, we'd be paying both less for interest and less for principal. But that would be sort of counter to what we've been doing the last couple of years, which is to pay more than we're required to for principal. Using such things as the CAF-2, the money that comes in, and hopefully, as we're suggesting, using the 60,000. And last year at this time, we had, I think, 100,000 written in there for
yep.
principal,
mm-hmm.
which that was more than required. And as it turned out, we added to the 100,000, well, the CAF-2 money, so that when September came, the month when the payment is made, this most recent September was, I think, about around 158,000.
Do we know what is outstanding on that?
That's what I was going to ask. And we have to vote to use the CAF-2 that we just got to. Don't we?
We didn't get CAF-2. We got money.
I mean, not the CAF-2, but the money from, don't we have to vote with that?
I thought we already did.
We voted
to
accept
it.
Oh.
Yeah.
But we have to vote to, because we have to vote to accept it,
right.
And then we have to vote to use it.
Vote occurred, well, it was about a month before. Well, it was somewhere around August.
So we should put that out
there. Well, if we have the acceptance of the 60,
well, it's going to go towards the principal, right?
I would say I make a motion the 60,000 goes to the principal,
mm-hmm.
right.
in addition to any future CAF-2 money, in addition to the 60,000 from free cash that we're looking to do an STM on, and
right.
to figure out because, I'm a little leery.
We got 60,000 twice. Oh my God! Look at all this time that's being spent on these articles.
Mm-hmm. So is there a deadline? And has the deadline is
we can
Friday?
The decision was to figure out if we were still going to be able to make
we
it.
We had a deadline.
Yeah.
We can still make it work right now, but...
No. Stop what you... We can. Why, when you have a problem, some board, instead of dealing with it, the answer is you haven't done what you needed to do for the second year in a row. Our deadline was this date. You didn't get it done. It's not in our possession. The select board has the authority to say we're not accepting it.
I know. I know that.
And penalize them for
I'm
not doing their job.
I'm saying we need to make that decision today, now.
But at the end of the day, it penalizes the town.
Yeah.
It's not just the board that doesn't do what they need to do or has issues or troubles or whatever it is.
If it puts you out of compliance, it's a problem.
It puts us in a situation where the town doesn't have those protections.
Oh, no doubt, but we don't have them now. We're in a legal lawsuit over it.
You suspend it now.
And it's still a problem for the ripple effect.
Yes.
Yeah.
You just can't do it with general bylaws. You can do zoning.
Oh.
Which is why I was wondering, I would like to know more about the timing. That's where I remember I said I was confused about your
email.
The email, just about, I'm not saying the select board date, I'm saying the allowable date by AG's office, from what you guys heard.
The way it was posted by the board's clerk was incorrect, as determined by the attorney general's office.
Okay.
Ray called them, and they said, we will not accept this. This was done incorrectly.
In what way? What was incorrect about it?
Both the legal notice and the paper ones posted here at Town Hall and Sawyer Hall were posted too late.
Okay.
And we never received anything in Coleraine, and you're supposed to notify your abutting towns. So that wasn't done either.
No. So our options are either doing what we did the last one, the Form 299 or whatever it is, which ends up, because that's when you have to publish the full page in the paper, or we start from scratch, which we can theoretically, if everything goes to plan, still push through. I say that, but at the same time, I don't have time to do this.
That's
yeah,
my
it's not
so,
to.
So if it has
yeah.
to go to the paper, it's what, extra $1,000?
Yeah, either way, but no matter what, we have to think about the fact that we're already out the first $1,000.
Well, and again, we have these things that keep impacting us on a financial level, and there's no recourse for it.
No.
I mean, right now, the issue I see is I don't see how you get that all done on the planning board's behalf, and you do the work of the select board, the finance committee, because they're answering, you know, they're putting information out for this project that the select board has to get done. And we wanted to have it done Friday. We knew that we were being a little ambitious. In my mind, I said, oh, you know, we got one more week maybe after that. But, you know, if we fell into that one more week, which we're pretty damn close to that.
So Warren?
Yeah.
Friday?
Yeah, because the reality
is
getting
our numbers. Yeah, our
still...
numbers are, yes, to get the information.
Oh. Yeah, well, it's not going
to
happen.
There's quite a few points that we have to come back in another, like, you know, it's not going to be next week.
We
so
want all the information
right, so
for
in
this
two
Friday.
Weeks, we're still going to have questions.
Oh, from all the other boards.
With,
yeah,
know, what,
yeah
what,
no,
what,
that's not happening.
The information that comes back from
but
all of
we
our
were
things
pretty
that
close.
We're questioning.
We made our own deadline.
And she
yes,
works
everything
for you.
But
she works for you.
Correct.
She doesn't work for the planning board.
No.
And let me tell you, when
I
was a board for the planning board, I had no problem telling them, get your shit, get it done, and get it ready.
But it's when you have somebody like him, you can't.
All right,
You can't.
We gotta.
You can, you just have to guide with a horse.
So right now, got to make a decision in the select board about whether, I mean, that's what I was trying to understand, is what needed to get done in what time frame to meet the mark for ATM.
Yeah, we could still just make the mark for ATM legally, obviously not according to our own select board deadlines.
Right.
We could still do it.
So
as long as you put the time into
yes.
it and take away from the time that you put into
which I can't.
The rest of
I already don't have time to do everything I'm doing. So.
And you don't work for an appointed board.
No.
So I think we need to toss it.
Elected
so
board,
there
sorry.
Was, when I came in to talk to Mary, when we came in and spoke with you,
There was talk about just doing the one article about the battery energy.
Same amount of
blah, 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 blah. It doesn't matter if it's one article or four.
No, it does not.
It does. It is.
Because you and Mary were like, I think we could do this.
We could do it.
But it sounds like that even that is
possible, but
pushing off, you know, you away from your real job with everything else that needs to be done. So at
yeah,
one point we thought we could kind of just reserve space in the warrant and we could make this happen, but it sounds like it's
and the question is too though, is we need to figure out something immediately because really right now she's either resigned or she's not, and she's gonna do the work or she's not.
Right.
And
right.
Somebody has to do the work. And it's not being done by her right now, and it's not being done by the boards.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has to post their agendas, somebody has to post their minutes,
mm-hmm.
somebody has to get something done, we have to figure out who that is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not gonna be me.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be me.
No, I
understand.
So,
the office assistant position, mm-hmm. can't absorb another 10 hours.
I think
yeah.
you need a drink.
I do.
Do you want a ducky?
Nice glass.
No, I think
wine.
It's all, and I didn't until I saw your letter or email that came out and my top blew off. I said, wait a minute, what are we doing? I didn't know that we were taking over all of the work that has
no.
to be
no,
done.
No, we were. I needed this decision from the select board as to whether or not they, because really, I mean, like everybody's saying, these things are in the best interest of the town as a whole.
No, and I understand that.
But,
I understand that.
Yeah, it needs to be a decision.
So either she gets back on the horse immediately, or
and it's not
gets,
gonna
or this gets postponed.
She's not going to do it. She's not going
to
do it.
And
so
no,
it's
because we
happening.
Have not clarified how to
yep.
move forward in a
and but I don't
healthier,
think we have the time
balanced
to do
way.
So then you
we
postpone.
Don't have time right now to.
Then you
to
not,
it's
not good timing.
To figure out policies and procedures to put in place, nor do we have the. I mean, I don't, even if she was to
come
back in tomorrow,
I
have
time
to explain.
Isn't there a job description?
Right.
I do this job.
Mm-hmm.
So for me to sit here and listen to all of this.
I know, and I've done this
and
job.
And I have done this job in this town, and I did it for a very long time, years, 15, 16 months, could have kept doing it. Chose my sanity over dealing with some of the whatnots,
mm-hmm.
and I was also going to be on to zoning board and other things.
Other things, right.
Mm-hmm. So there is a position and it has to do with certain things. I'm in the process right now. I just did a hearing for gender neutral that got beeped up because the town clerk never filed the paperwork. Had to redo the whole thing. We weren't gonna pay the $100,000 to re-advertise. That's lunacy. But there is a job description, and if the person doesn't reach out or can't reach out to people around that are doing the position to get some clarity on it, she's clerking right now for the Board of Health. The Board of Health is doing 4 pages of minutes sometimes. That is not productive. I do minutes, it's a page and a half, and it's we're knocking stuff off month after month after month. There's a list, I've got whiteboards, everything has a timeline. You lay it out, it's pretty straightforward. This is when you have to have things done, this is what 2 weeks before, 7 days before, 14 days before. It's all laid out in, Brian's doing ConCom still, I guarantee you he is.
No, you're doing ZBA.
I'm doing ZBA.
He is doing ConCom.
So we have planning board and Board of Health. So that position, which is what, 8 hours a week, is being consumed by 2 departments that meet once a month?
Well,
are you kidding me?
One of them might not be meeting that much.
I'm not sure. That's insane. That is, you want we want to talk about...
It sounds inefficient.
We want to talk about money not being spent appropriately. I do 4 or 5 hours a week for 6 boards. And I, well, you know, hey, timeline, here we go. This one, I got a page for each department. When I got to do, what has to happen.
So I think.
You need 10 hours.
I think that.
Well, and I have a harder time with the fact that you have a marital status. You have your chair of your Board of Health is oversight for the board's clerk. Who is the spouse? I'm sorry, that is
conflict.
You can't be objective. And nothing against her, I think she's lovely, but you know, I've done this and I do this
all
the time.
Well, right now she's not doing any of it. But you say she's doing the Board of Health.
Yeah, she's still,
well, she was emailing
doing stuff.
That's a lot of hours for Board of Health that
does
four minutes.
Well, I think that if, so this is my thing for right now to get through the year. I don't think, there's no way that we can negotiate communications to try to make that position more amenable to the exist to her. It's not going to work. So if she's
at this time, I mean,
right,
in
right
the time frame to try to make these articles
correct.
Fly.
Correct. And I don't think there's time to move forward to try to put those warrant articles together.
I will email planning board in the morning and tell them that they no longer have to have their meeting.
Can I ask a question as the chair of the zoning board who's in a lawsuit that I want to answer to that at some point shortly? I'll be emailing you guys about that. What exactly, lost my whole train of thought now.
What were the articles?
Yeah, is the road piece one of the articles?
That was special town meeting as well.
No, that got done at STM.
Was done.
It was taken care of at STM.
We get the decision on
it's
March 16th.
ADUs.
So theoretically, that could come back and get rejected too. That's not accepted yet.
Right.
And that just defaults to general law if we don't have something in place.
Right.
Streets and roads?
No,
ADUs.
ADUs.
It was a 1-year moratorium on the batteries.
That's separate from ADU, though.
What does she ask with the three R's?
Oh.
Batteries,
yeah,
ADUs, and
definitions.
Cleaning up definitions.
Which I do want to go through, so I'm glad that we're not going to go through with this because I didn't have time to go through them. Because the first thing I looked at was if the battery energy storage system definition matched the definition in the battery energy storage system article, and it was completely different.
Are we?
Can't
does
you just
our
reject that? I mean, it's like this is not right. Go fix. Not my job.
Yeah, but we hadn't seen it before.
No, you see it now. I'm just saying, kick
yeah.
it back. That's why I said I don't think we have to discuss it anymore. I think we have to say it's not happening.
Well, I wasn't sent this. This was more of a, okay, well, these are things that are ongoing right now. We have these ads in the paper. We were trying to figure out how to salvage
those
ads.
Yeah.
Once we found out we couldn't, that's when I came to you guys and said, okay.
Yeah, no.
Because we paid $1,000, so we were like, well, let's see if we can keep going on this.
I think we have to recalculate and come back at STM.
Yeah.
I can't imagine paying $1,000 to repost something in the newspaper that you could just do again.
Zoning.
Okay, thank you. So we can do an STM.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I can't imagine spending $1,000 of taxpayer money.
You can't change a board from elected to appointed.
Versus going before and saying, I screwed up. I'm bringing this back in an STM.
You can't imagine going to STM.
No,
I can't
imagine spending $1,000
to do that
over. And I don't know what's going on with
the money then, though.
Yeah, it sure
it
is.
Costs a lot of money.
Maybe it'll motivate someone else to run for that board. Though.
Well, I'm kind of curious because I don't remember. Now, I clerk for these boards, and you're supposed to notify your abutters when you have hearings on things. I do not remember reading anything that the town of Coleraine received, something saying that they were redefining roads, because I would have kept that.
Well, I will say, you get those in the mail all the time. They come regular mail. If it gets sent back, undeliverable, it doesn't matter. You tried to mail it. It's one of those things that you get and you throw in the recycling bin.
No.
So if Matt
Not me. I open every...
Are you sure you would have been the one to get it? Because if they just addressed it to town
right.
Coleraine...
I open it up.
Okay, we're off topic.
We're off topic now. I want to wrap this up because I'm going home.
Yeah.
Well, everybody else can stay.
No,
so are we in agreement this is what we're going to do? Elisa?
I think this is the position that we're in.
Okay. So as far as the resignation goes, there's only two options I see. Accept the resignation or cut the hours and all she does is Board of Health to the end of the year and the other three you've got to figure it out and then we're going to have to repost the job.
Okay, so based on my conversation, I don't think we're ready to accept the resignation at this time.
So she's gonna come back and put it in writing that she's gonna...
I can talk to them.
And we're not gonna do the other boards.
Mm-hmm.
So there has to be a decrease in hours.
She's not getting paid that full amount if she's not doing all the boards.
Okay.
So we've got to come up with, I don't have that right in front of me, what it is. How many hours a week is it?
I think it's 8. Okay.
I do 5 to 6 with all of the filing
every
month.
So,
for board,
I don't know.
Including
my meetings. I have no idea what it's based on.
I mean, I think at one point we would have said 2, 4, 6, 8, but three of them don't take as much as maybe, I don't know.
I don't know what the thought process was.
I don't remember anything.
So either she resigns or she just clerks for Board of Health until the end of the fiscal year at reduced hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then if she says reduced hours, we'll figure out how many hours that is.
I motion.
It's only going to be like.
Have you read them?
Isn't it
what
we discussed?
No more than 4 hours a week. I think.
Yeah. I mean, she's not going to do it now. I don't know what we're going to do. Hers have to figure it out themselves, and I'll email them in the morning and say we're not going through with this. And they can figure out anything else they want to do.
Thank you, FinCom.
Yeah.
For hanging in there.
Thank you.
All your work.
Yeah.
Really good. If you haven't signed my thing for a select board, I'd appreciate a few more signatures. Thank you very much.
You want us to come back around the
24th?
Around the 24th. What's the next Tuesday?
I can't the following.
Well,
we don't want to bump it out that long.
Because that's when Richard Martin presents the Franklin Tech budget.
31st? Is that what day of the week is it?
Tuesday at 5 p.m.
I can call FinCom meeting that day. You won't know when it.
I can't. No, the first week I can't. The first week of the month.
The 31st of.
This is the. Well, I guess that.
Are we not? They're meeting on the 24th?
And the 31st. The 31st was just the date because that's going to be
the time. All right. Well,
we're probably going to talk about it at every meeting.
24th, I will still be at town.
Well, I was going to say, I think there's a lot of things that still have to get pulled together.
Right.
There's
we're going to have budget on every time. So,
right.
Whoever, if you guys want to split up and come different times or whatever, but.
Yeah. We need it.
Because you'll have it ready by that.
The warrant?
Yeah.
By? Yeah.
The 24th.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
It's backwards. So table's
good. Is that good or bad?
It's good, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, I think it has to be. A decision has to be made.
With the board's clerk position?
About whether we move forward with those warrant articles.
The
I thought we just did.
I mean,
I
it had to be.
Today.
Yeah.
It was today or nothing.
Yeah.
The meeting is already. I posted the agenda on the off chance you guys wanted me to push it through. I posted the planning board's agenda. I made sure they were going to have a forum.
Well, there's no way that they're going to be able to do it on their own.
No, they're
they
not.
They have nobody to help them.
And they need to be walked through.
Who are you going to send that to, Doug?
The rest of the planning board. Will, because Will was a proponent of pushing it forward. But I don't think that he would have said, even if he didn't want to push it forward. So.
Okay, what do we have left here?
So just copy me on that email and I'll share a bit on that.
I don't know anymore, Lisa. Let's see.
And we're pretty much done.
No, we're not.
Yeah,
we have minutes.
We can
get stuff. We can move stuff forward. I think the only things that we can really everything on here.
Well, we can do the minutes really fast.
Well,
the executive session. We can't move this Route 8A forward, but we have to do that. So.
Oh, we have to. Right.
That's really because that has
no,
to go.
No, the culverts one is the one that we really have to do. Right.
Both of them, both culvert ones. The 8A culvert one is just, we need to have the easement article to take those easements on the annual town meeting warrant.
Was it temporary?
Okay.
taking, so that's the problem. But is she, I've done all the initial whatever meetings. I really wish we knew more about this culvert project before right now. But we need to get permission to take these easements. There's four temporary easements, three permanent easements, all of which are pretty sizable in the grand scheme of things. I have our attorneys drafting letters to the three permanent easement property owners saying that this is what's happening and kind of requesting a decision from them as to whether they would be willing to donate those easements. We're not going to be able to get those pieces of property appraised in time for annual town meeting. Therefore, we cannot raise and appropriate the amounts necessary to take the easements if need be, if these landowners do not choose to do
it. But if we're going to have an SDM.
We could do it then, or because the appraisals probably wouldn't be very high, the money could come from Chapter 90. So I have talked to Tyson, and he is amenable to that, and it would not be very, very pricey. Shouldn't be, at least. And in speaking with Hilma, who knows a lot of people in town very well, she didn't, other than one issue where I guess the Tanners think they own land, they don't own, the easement should be donated properly.
Okay.
She didn't think that there would be any reason why they wouldn't
be
accepted.
But the attorneys are dealing with those.
Are working on it. I have, the problem is VHB never came up with like a true meets and bounds plan with the easements on them. So if we did need to go to court and take them, we don't have the information necessary. So I have VHB reaching out to DOT to figure out if they can get approval to fund VHB coming up with a meets and bounds plan, which will then have to go to KP Law, who could then do the work on the back end to take them. But no matter what, we need to get permissions to get the easements at this annual town meeting.
Okay. All right. And then the other one that was in the mail.
The letter of support for the culvert assessment. So it sounds like
we just are.
Yeah, we're just signing
yes,
it, saying, yeah,
it,
we would love it if you did an assessment of our culverts for free.
For free. We'll take part
right,
in
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we don't
it sounds like DER was asking companies to come up with a scope of work and identify which towns they felt were the most underserved and in need of this. And they said
yes.
Keith's one of them.
We should find something else that they look at us as underserved and in need.
So that we're just saying yes, and that's it.
Well, Robin will sign the letter, but
okay.
Do you want maybe you want to vote on that for your record?
Either way.
Can I have a motion to sign the letter of municipal support for culvert assessments under the DER Ecological Restoration Technical Service Management Master. Oh, this is a master agreement. And you're going to give me the okay to sign this. It's March 10th, 2026 is the date.
So moved.
I'll second it. Any conversation?
Nope.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Robin, aye.
Thank you for doing that.
Yes.
Okay.
And we get some warrants to sign afterwards.
Yep.
Minutes.
Yeah.
Yep.
We can go through these real quick. So we're looking at the Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes for Tuesday, January 13th, 2026. And this is one that we just opened and then went into executive session. Did you see anything on that?
Nope. I make a motion that we accept the minutes of Tuesday, January 13th, 2026. As written.
Second, any further discussion? All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Robin, aye. And then we have two sets on February, Town and East Select Board meeting minutes, February 24th, 2026. The first one was held at 5 p.m. This is when we went into executive. Did you see anything on that?
Nope. I make a motion that we accept. Oh, did you? I'm sorry.
Nope.
I dropped the gun.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
I make a motion we accept the minutes for February 24th, 2026, the 5 p.m. meeting of executive session as written.
Second. Any further discussion?
Nope.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Robin, aye. And then you're comfortable doing these?
I
am.
No, I'm comfortable doing them. I listened to the meeting. I read the minutes. I got no problems.
Okay. So we're looking at the Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes. Tuesday, February 24th, 2026. This is the 5:30 p.m. meeting. What do you got?
I didn't find anything to do.
Me neither, no.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. I did. Why did I write this? Oh, just one thing.
Okay.
The 7 o'clock appointment with Budge.
Yeah.
Down there in the last, not the last sentence, maybe before, could you just put fall of 2026?
Yeah, definitely. I just reread
so
that.
So they know. Yeah, that's it.
Wait, where in that paragraph from it?
Mohawk Regional would no longer be asking voters to consider elementary consolidation at special town meetings in the fall of 2026. I just want to add.
In the fall.
In the fall, calls it, in 2026. Yep, thank you.
Because it will be coming in the fall of another year. At this time, who knows, it'll change. That's all I had. So can I have a motion, please, to accept the town of East Select Board meeting minutes for Tuesday, February 24th, 2026 at 5:30 p.m. as amended?
So moved.
Seconded. Any further discussion?
Nope.
All in favor?
Lisa, aye.
Rob and I. Look at that, Mia.
Yay.
All right, what about
Mia.
Accounts payable and payroll warrants?
Oh,
that's just signing, right?
She's got those first to sign.
Okay.
And mail, I don't know, I lost my list.
New information or updates? What was that?
Mail was, everything was directly related to agenda items that we already discussed.
Good.
Oh yeah, did you have, I don't have any new information.
The other thing was that, never mind, I'll figure that out.
Anybody for public comment?
I think everybody left already.
Yeah, but everybody knows her.
Barbara's done too.
And I do have to give a shout out to Highway Department. I came home March 3rd in the middle of that ice freezing rain at 2:30 in the morning after a 14-hour travel day, coming through other towns. The roads were a mess. You see Heath Town Line in front of you. Roads are clear.
Mm-hmm.
It was phenomenal. 2:30 in the morning.
Comment from Eileen L.
Got
well.
Myself home and my 93-year-old father without injury.
I have an anonymous card here in case you want me to share too.
Oh, nice. Okay. So that was public comment.
Yes, and we donated it.
Really?
Well, it was well over $50.
Oh, goodness
and it
gracious.
Was cash.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Any other new business?
No.
Okay, can I call for an adjournment?
You can.
Okay.
Nothing else.
I make a motion we adjourn at 9:51 p.m.
Second, all in favor.
Elisa, aye.
Robin, aye.